isn't this fun today? Look at all the animals we have here. Isn't this? This is one of my favorite services of the entire year. Getting a chance to be present here with so many different animals, right? We've got dogs. Do we have anything besides dogs here today? I'm curious. So a lot of dogs. We're big dog lovers. Great. Well, I have to say that having both pets and I've heard a few children in this space as well, I can't help but think about my own childhood and remember the many, many animals that we had when I was growing up. And I'm not the only child with pets. In fact, it's estimated that 4 in 10 children begin life in a family with a pet. And as many as 90% of children live with a pet at some point during their childhood. Yet I have to say, by the looks of it here today, I don't think that it's only children who love pets. I think us adults really enjoy pets too. We all have reasons why we love pets, or perhaps you're here today and you didn't know it was Pet Blessing Sunday and you're like, wow, this was not the Sunday I should have came, right? So maybe you don't like pets, or, you know, maybe pets don't like you for whatever reason. Well, regardless of where you stand on your love of pets or your hatred of pets for that matter, today's scripture readings give us 3 different views on animals. In Genesis, we read from the second creation narrative, where God notices that humankind is alone. And God responds to this loneliness by making, or trying to make, first, a helper. So God makes the birds of the air and the animals of the field, and the first human, who we call Adam, names these different things, the cattle and the birds of the air. But the thing is we find in this story from Genesis that none were found to be a human partner. But nevertheless, they were all still created by God as a response to loneliness. And I totally get that. We all know that pets cannot help us in the same way as our human partners, right? After all, I've never seen my dog do my laundry. Anybody had dogs doing laundry? No? Okay, good. So we're all on the same page. And I have to say, I haven't seen my cat do the dishes. Anybody's cats do dishes besides licking them clean after we feed them, right? However, I have seen a pet comfort me when I was lonely and be present with me in difficult times. One of those difficult times was after graduate school when I was unemployed. I worked for a while as a hospital chaplain immediately after graduation, but when that residency was over, I had to swallow my pride and move back in with my parents. And so, while I was living with my parents, I worked retail, and I hoped for a call as a pastor. The 7 months that I waited for a call was frustrating and disheartening. I'd often find myself on occasion laying face down on the carpet, flustered by where my life had gone. Is this what a master's degree really brings us? I would ask myself. And without words, my parents' dog, Kaya, would sense these feelings. And she'd come over and just lay down with me on the floor. And in those moments, she responded to my feelings and comforted me without any words. And that is what our creation story today is trying to communicate to us about animals. Namely, that animals help us overcome loneliness. Then in our second reading from Revelation, we hear of angels, which we celebrated last week if you were here, right? We hear of angels. We also hear of living creatures and humans all gathered together praising God and giving thanks. And in this reading, we see that animals and all of creation point to God and the interconnectivity between all of these different types of creation. And it's fitting today that we celebrate the feast of St. Francis. And more recently, the name Francis has become popular with the current Roman Catholic Pope. Pope Francis, right? The energy shift is different now that he's left the United States, but we probably have heard of this guy before. Well, he brings that name, the Pope takes that name from St. Francis, who took seriously a life of poverty. And he would share his message of Christ by living it out or acting out his faith. In this, he'd find joy in community and gladness in all of creation. And one way that he would see the interconnection of all of creation with humankind was by calling them our brothers and sisters. And I think this expression from St. Francis draws us deeper into the care and concern for things that are very much like us, but a little bit different. The hymn that we'll sing after the sermon today has the text that is written by St. Francis, where he calls the sun our brother, and he calls the moon our sister, and he names wind and fire and rain and animals all as our kin, our brothers and sisters. And I think this language deepens our understanding of our interconnectivity with all creation. And I have to admit that in our industrialized world, I think we've become disconnected with creation. Here on a daily basis, I don't often feel connected to the food that I encounter. We don't often encounter that food as we eat, as living beings, before we consume them. We just go to the store and we buy packaged meat, or we go to a restaurant and we order a burger. But I was caught off guard recently by a local butcher shop that offers a full pig butchering class here in Wicker Park. And so I saw the sign and was talking to one of my friends about this. And I said, you know, I'd really like to take this full pig butchering class. Now my friend was like, why in the world would you want to see that? That's kind of disgusting. Why would you want to just, you know, work on the head and the legs? And it's kind of gross, right? And I said to my friend, I said, you know, I think that getting a chance to be present in that butchering of a full pig for me would help me become more connected with where my food comes from. And I think it's that disconnection that we have with our food that devalues life. I've talked with some small-scale farmers at different farmers' markets, and they talk about how witnessing the sacrifice of the animals that they eat makes it more meaningful. So they say that their meal is more meaningful when they see the chickens raised and the pigs raised and the cows raised, that they become more aware of the importance of life and the gift of all of our animals. With our knowledge of food, there is the potential for a deeper sense of interconnectivity between animals and creation and humankind. And on this day, when we celebrate the Feast of St. Francis, we remember St. Francis, who noted, these are my brothers and my sisters. And we remember the book of Revelation that notes this interconnectivity with all things that give praise and direct us towards God. Finally, our gospel reading from Matthew gives us one more glimpse about animals. Now, initially, I don't know if you heard it when I read it, but we see kind of birds being downplayed a little bit. We kind of say, oh, well, the birds in the air are less valuable than humans, right? That's kind of what Jesus seems to be getting at there. However, what's actually going on in this text is Jesus is responding to our emotion as humans. The emotion where we get all worried and we get all anxious about what may come. And so Jesus says in the reading, do not worry. Or another translation is, do not be anxious. Because here Jesus is giving emphasis towards that care that God gives all things. God cares for humankind. God cares for the birds in the air, and God cares even for the lilies coming up out of the ground. You are loved by God. You are cherished by God. Your pets, the dogs barking and making noises today, the children that you raise, the pigeons on the street, the fish in Lake Michigan, all of these things are cared for by our God. And so with these statements today, we realize the deep care God has for us and for all of creation. We received a gift from our God for free, a life filled with hope and love, and we respond to that gift with love and care and peace and concern. When we show compassion to animals and advocate for their good care, and when we give of ourselves because we've been given so much already. Here in this place at Wicker Park Lutheran, we strive to give of ourselves to care for animals and creation. As a Wicker Park Bucktown Green organization, we strive towards eco-friendly practices in the little things, like using reusable items during coffee hour instead of single-use coffee cups, or by using pet-friendly ice melt so our little paws don't get all that salt inside and get all sensitive when we're walking around on the sidewalk. And we also strive for larger things, too, like installing energy-efficient fixtures and conserving heat with programmable thermostats, or today not having any heat, so we're really conserving today. But there are all these different ways that we share our love for creation in this place. And it's through your offerings and your gifts that you become a partner with us as we strive to care for the earth. Through your gifts, we are able to oversee and develop these ways of caring for creation. And right now is the time when we're asking all of our members and frequent visitors to partner with us during our Give, Grow, Restore campaign. And a little bit later in the service, you're going to hear a bit more about this important time in our year. And today I've said all of that to remind you of this. Our God cares for each and every one of us very dearly. We are interconnected with all of creation and cared for by our God. And it's a gift from our God to be with our beloved pets. For in our caring for them, they become blessings to us. And as you walk your dog, or pet your cat, or interact with the pets in this place today, remember that they are gifts. Gifts to you from our loving God. Thanks be to God for these special relationships. Thanks be to God for the love shown to us each and every day. Amen.